U.S. President Donald Trump has created what he called a little surprise for well-wishers waiting outside the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, where he's being treated for COVID-19. The president took a short ride Sunday in his black armored sport utility vehicle outside the hospital. He was wearing a mask and waving at the crowd from a backseat window. His well-wishers cheered at the motorcade as it went by, and video footage shows at least one bystander screaming, "We love you." Both President Trump and the First Lady have tested positive for the coronavirus. Mr. Trump's doctors say he could go home as soon as Monday, while Mrs. Trump is recovering at the White House. Earlier, doctors treating the president said the patient is doing really well. Primary physician Dr. Sean Conley made that assessment today. The president needed supplemental oxygen for about an hour on Friday. Heavy fighting continued Sunday between Armenian and Azerbaijan's forces in Nagorno-Karabakh. It's a primarily ethnic Armenian region in Azerbaijan. Azerbaijani officials said Armenian forces had begun attacking Azerbaijan's second largest city. Unverified videos on Twitter from government officials show damaged buildings. Azerbaijan's defense ministry rejected accusations that Azerbaijan's military had targeted civilians. Officials in Nagorno-Karabakh have said nearly 200 of their service personnel have been killed. Azerbaijan confirmed the deaths of at least 24 civilians. In a statement released on Sunday, the International Committee of the Red Cross condemned the violence. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. There's also an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Belgium has arrested and charged three men suspected of involvement in the 1994 Rwandan genocide. A spokesman for the Belgian Federal Prosecutor's Office said in a statement Saturday that the three had been charged with serious human rights abuses. The spokesman said their identities had been verified with the help of witnesses in Rwanda. About 800,000 people, mostly Tutsis and some moderate Hutus, were killed in the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. The United Nations International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda indicted more than 90 people and tried 80 of them before it ceased operation in 2015. Since 2001, Belgium has held five trials for Rwandans implicated in the killings, giving prison terms of up to 20 years. The World Bank says almost half of Afghanistan's 18,000 schools lack proper buildings, and an estimated 3.7 million children are still out of the classroom despite massive investment in the education sector. The bank's country director on Sunday urged Afghan leaders to invest more in their people and stressed the need for continued international aid to create better lives for millions of people in the war-ravaged nation. Data from 2013 shows that 93% of 10-year-old Afghan children cannot read and understand a simple text when they finish primary school. Thousands of demonstrators in southern Germany protested against coronavirus restrictions over the weekend. That's according to German police on Sunday. Although organizers failed to mobilize enough people for a planned human chain around Lake Constance, thousands of counter-demonstrators in Constance also turned out to show support for the government's measures to contain the coronavirus, while also protesting against right-wing supporters in the other group, according to police. Overall, police counted between 10,500 and 11,000 people taking part in the different demonstrations on Saturday, and the two-day protests continued on Sunday. Pope Francis says the coronavirus pandemic has proven that market capitalism has failed and that the world needs a new type of politics that promotes dialogue and solidarity and rejects war at all costs. Francis on Sunday laid out his vision for a post-COVID world by uniting the core elements of his social teachings into a new papal letter called Brothers All. It was released on the feast day of his namesake, the peace-loving St. Francis of Assisi. The document draws from the teachings of St. Francis and the Pope's previous teaching on the injustices of the global economy and its destruction of the planet. In the letter, the Pope also rejected the Catholic Church's own doctrine justifying war as a means of legitimate defense. Marissa Melton, VOA News.